Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to part two of Morning Magazine for this January 5th, 2023. I have your host, James J. here, and I am joined right now by our good friends from UW Extension Wood County. We have Jasmine Carbajal with us right now, 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon and Wood Counties. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
So good to see you. How you been?
I've been good. Just enjoying the holidays and some time off and starting the new year. How about you?
Doing well here. Yeah. Just keeping up with the craziness that is radio. Having fun with it, too. our friends at Extension, our friends at 4-H, everybody doing well? Laura, everybody over there doing
Thankfully, we're all doing well. We're all ready to just keep doing the work this new year. So we're excited to have lots of events coming up, not just in 4-H, but in Extension overall. And as you know, we all, love what we do. And so we're here in Rapids. Come see us. We can come to you, too. So, yeah, we're there for all of you, our listeners and everybody in the community.
We'll give you more information about how you can do that a little bit later. For right now, I want to jump into the rabbit and the year of the rabbit.
Yeah.
And the Chinese New Year, the 4-H foodie Chinese New Year that is coming up Saturday, January 28th.
So our youth have had just the greatest time doing these 4-H foodie classes. So I've been trying to do them once a month, and they keep asking for different foods and just different things. And so it's like, okay, that's great, because now I have to get creative and figure out what we can do. And so the 4-H foodie pop-up for this month, for January, is going to be focused on the Chinese New Year. It's going to be on January 28th, and we have our special guest Melissa and William, her son Dar, and it's going to be in the Marshfield area, but I'm hoping to bring it in the Rapids area. We kind of switch on and off because Wood County is so big, so sometimes we do some in Marshfield, sometimes in Rapids, sometimes in Nakusa. It just kind of depends, and so we're going to be focusing on Chinese food and just kind of do some fun activities around Chinese New Year and some education about that, and so we're excited. It is the year of the rabbit. You're right.
Do you guys know what kind of food you're going to have yet?
So we were talking about possibly doing some crab ragu.
Oh, nice.
Maybe some egg rolls. Nice. So something that's going to be hands-on that they can each do their own batch of, and maybe doing them baked instead of fried. So we do always try to cover some sort of health component too. And so, so we're still kind of planning on that. And Melissa was a chef for a while there in Marshfield. So she has just so much knowledge, so much more than me, being a chef, a former chef. I am so excited that she gets to do this with me.
Yeah, I was going to ask what her and her son, what their part is in this. Is that the food element?
Yeah, that food element. She, I can't remember how many years she owned a restaurant there in Marshall, but for a couple of years. And her son just recently moved back to the area. And so I love to see them work together. And I love to also see males in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I think that really shows a variety that anybody can really be in the kitchen and cook and do fun stuff. So they bring so much knowledge and just partnership and teamwork to these events.
You set me up pretty well there, actually, because one of the other factor or things about this that I enjoy that I wanted to touch on, in my family, men in the kitchen, very common. Going way back to my great grandfather and stuff. Yeah. Just we love cooking, especially if meat and a grill is involved, or any of that kind of thing. But whether it is something like that, giving an example or giving kids an opportunity to show those things or to be a part of those kind of changes. The other thing, and you and I have touched on this before, I love it when we can teach kids without them knowing it.
Yeah.
The sneaky kind of knowledge that just slips in there with stuff. And as we grow into society and we become more and more connected and detached at the same time and all these different things, we are always looking for ways to create more empathy in our youth. Mm-hmm. And as kids grow up and learn more and more about another culture, they are so much less likely to hate that culture. It's, if you don't like something, it's just because you don't like it, not because of derogatory reason or something like that. And that can't be lost here. And the idea of, hey, my kid can learn a little bit about Chinese culture here or something, even though we maybe don't have any Chinese people in our family or in our neighborhood or something like that. It's such a cool aspect of this. And not to say it's the number one reason for it or anything that. I love added bonuses to things. And to me, that is a huge added bonus to this.
And I will say youth are so much more just receptive to new things. Like, they are not afraid to try new things. They are not afraid to just like dive into it. And they still ask questions and they still, you know, make those meaningful connections, but they are so much more just open sometimes than adults. Not saying that adults aren't, but definitely like youth, you know, you remember when we were youth, right? Like, we were just so open to everything that was around us. And so it got us to a certain point in our life. So I think that that's awesome. And like you mentioned, right? Like, maybe they're not necessarily right away like, oh, there's like Will that's in the kitchen. Like, they're just like, oh, this is cool. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be a defined gender role. It's just, we're all having fun together and learning together.
What grades are we looking at for this? What ages?
So for our foodies, it's usually third grade and up, mostly because we use knives and I don't want them to chop off their fingers.
That's always
my goal with them. I was like, don't chop off your finger.
Good call.
But I have had some parents reach out that, like, if they have a sibling that might be in second grade, wondering if they could, like, bring them along, and that's totally fine. But for the actual, like, participants, hands-on, usually it's third grade and up. It's $10 per participant to cover kind of those ingredients that we're going to be using. And we are asking people to register by the 26th, just so we know that how many we'll have. And everything is kind of on our Facebook page, and we can talk about that later to where to find it.
Because this is an event we want people to register for.
Yes, just because we have a limited, like, just space and time, and we want to make sure that everybody is, you know, if we have too big of a group, sometimes then they don't get the same experience if we have, like, a smaller group. But we usually have them every month. So if they don't get to participate this month, I'll be coming back. You'll be learning about the one that's next month.
And you did mention it's in Marshfield. Where specifically in Marshfield?
So it is at the First Presbyterian Church. It's located there at 200 South Lincoln Avenue in Marshfield. They have been really awesome in partnering with us and letting us use their kitchen for free, and we're so grateful for that.
Great people over there. Mm-hmm. Really are. You mentioned that you'd love to be able to bring this to Rapids. Yeah. If I'm a Rapids resident or Nakusa or something like that, a resident around here, and I also want you to bring this here, should I reach out to UW, let you know, hey, you got some people here that want it, just that way you guys know, hey, there's a calling for this.
I would love that. I think that if we have anybody, you know, and anybody listening and here in Rapids, or that you know of somebody in Wood County in a different community, you think that a 4-H foodie pop up, and we don't, you know, that's something actually important, James. Like, this is not just for 4-Hers. I mean, this is a class open to any youth. And so if this is something that you feel would be great in your community and you have a space that we can use, like, not only will that help bring the program to the community, but also minimize the cost per participant, because we don't have to charge if there's not a charge for us for space. Usually, the participant fee is just for those ingredients, because we're so lucky. And we always offer scholarships too. So we don't ever want that to be a barrier. You hear me say it every time I'm on the air. Like, you know, if you can't afford that, that is not a big deal. You just come on over anyway. Just register.
That's the only big thing. Definitely want to register.
When you register, it's not like I ask for a credit card payment or anything. Yeah. So it's just your main information, and then I reach out to you, and then, you know, from there we handle that payment. But it's not something that you have to register and you think you have to pay. You don't have to pay when you register. You can just let me know that you're coming.
Wonderful details. And a big shout out to you guys, to Extension, for doing that.
Thank you.
It's greatly appreciated. Not just me, the community, people appreciate that. We are, certainly there's parents out there dying for something for their kids to do now. They are just begging for something. And you would hate to see money get in the way of that. And at the same time, though, I think it's understandable that we would hate to see money be a factor of the 4-H not to continue to be able to do the work they do. So it's a, you know, it's a kind of a bridge there of helping that make sure that that continues to happen.
Yes, for sure.
Let's give people how they can register for this. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about, I can't wait to talk about this. Let's create. I can't wait to talk. But where should people go to register for the Chinese New Year?
Yes, our direct link for the registration is https /bit.ly, so bit.ly/foodie, FOODIE 2023. And then if that's just too long of a link, because it is, just go to our Facebook page, Wood County 4-H Wisconsin, or our extension website, and you will find the info there.
Yeah, and you type in UW Extension into your search bar on Facebook. It'll pop right up. I've done that. And the UW website, wood.extension.wisc.edu, you will find it there as well. We're talking with Jasmine Carbajal, a 4-H Associate Educator at Marathon of Wood Counties. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have some more fun with Jasmine here on The Morning Magazine, AM 1320 and FM 97.5 WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're speaking with Jasmine Carbajal, 4-H Associate Educator, Marathon of Wood Counties. Thanks again for being here, Jasmine.
It's always a pleasure.
Wanted to get into this one, and I actually wanted to start right away with this. It looks so cool. 4-H Rocks, Let's Create. This is a good one.
This is going to be such a fun event. So Let's Create is a store here in Wisconsin Rapids, and Frankie, the owner there, was a longtime 4-H'er when she was young, and she just knows just how amazing 4-H is. And so now that she has a business, she was like, let's do something. Mm-hmm. Let's come on over. I have the space. I have all the different things you could think of. And so we are so grateful to her and her team for inviting us. And so this month, she wants us to work on some rocks and painting rocks. And it's rocks that kids can, you know, youth that participate, they can keep them, or, which I think is going to be a really fun idea, is hide them around town.
Yes.
That then they can, you know, whoever finds those, rehide them and things like that, and just kind of keep them going. And, you know, related to kindness, is related to like a sense of community. And so I'm super stoked about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Who doesn't love to paint?
Yeah.
Just in general. Even, you know, I'm not a great painter, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to be.
I can't draw a stick figure.
Right?
But even I can paint a rock. It's part of the fun of it is that it's one of those things you can't really mess it up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just fun to be creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, again, going back to this empathy and an opportunity. A kid creates a rock and decides, I'm going to hide this somewhere. So somebody, I won't even probably see them when they find this rock, but I know that they'll smile when they see it.
Exactly, right? Like just what that might do to somebody when they see it. Like we just don't know. We all go through different things every day. And sometimes we just need that, finding something like that to just make you smile and make your day just better. And what a greater way than to start 2023 than with a project of this type, which is, you know, and I remember like your previous guests were talking about sparks. And so we want to spark that creativity in our youth too.
Yes. It's they're painting rocks, but this could spark something that turns them into a photographer, that turns them into a or this or whatever. And not just in creative fields, but just anything. You don't. That's the beauty of creativity and creativity projects is you just don't know what could spark off in that brain of theirs and get them down a path that, that ends up leading to their career, their job, their life, their passion. Who knows? go ahead, sir.
And these are so just like low pressure types of events, right? Because like you said, like some of us might not be the best painters or drawers, but you can come to this and know that it'll be a safe space where we're not going to judge how your rock turns out.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's just going to be free for your imagination and your creativity and what you want to do with it.
I don't think we're ever going to be at a point where it's like, well, we got enough creative things for kids to do. We're good. We're always looking for new outlets and new avenues for children to just be kids.
Yeah.
Just being a kid. That's your job right now. Be a kid. Paint some rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be creative. Come up with some fun, maybe a saying or you know, a picture or whatever. Mm-hmm. But make it work for you and enjoy and have fun and just be a kid.
Yeah. For sure, right? And then think about if you're not going to keep it, where do you want to put it? Where do you think, you know, it'll be something of value to somebody else? And so that also, there's something there.
And here's something that 4-H does really well that I think we in a not in an intentional way, but don't always necessarily get to hit on right away. I think we talk around it sometimes, but 4-H puts into their community. Every 4-H, no matter where you're listening to us in the country, that 4-H is putting into their community and doing good and trying to spread goodwill or, give children in the community something to do or all these different factors, different things that you guys do over there. And here is another example of that. You paint these rocks, they go out into the community and they make some stranger smile or something like that wouldn't have happened otherwise. It doesn't always, it's not always this big, gigantic act that does these things. sometimes. Sometimes it's the little things. If not all, most of the time, it's the little things that do it.
I agree. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time. So this event itself, it's only from 6 to 7. And I know that time commitment time sometimes for parents or family members is hard. And we are all busy, especially in the new year. Things just start piling up and you just end up doing whole tons of stuff that you didn't even realize. So it's just a one-hour event. It's super doable. It's a Tuesday night, Tuesday, January 31st, $8 per participant. And yeah, we just want you to join us. We have a registration link for kindergarten and up. So all the little ones get up, just bring them along and participate in this awesome event.
And where is this taking place?
So this is going to be at Let's Create.
It is there. Okay.
It is there, which is 1367 8th Street South here in Rapids. Okay. Frankie has just been, I cannot say enough good things about her and her team. She's been so welcoming. And so when we talked earlier about, you know, if there are any businesses or anybody that they want to bring something like this, like she's a perfect example of how she's been able to support us to be able to offer projects and things for our youth and our community. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah, to the businesses, churches, different places out there that do have the space and maybe the flexibility to, you know, host one of these events. Well, I really encourage you to reach out to our friends at the 4-H because it's a great partnership you can have there. It's a win-win kind of situation.
Yes, yes. And we're grateful for all the partners that we've made up until now in 2023. We're always looking for new partnerships too.
So, and just one more time to go over this. This is for youth in kindergarten and up.
Yep.
A 45-year-old man who works in radio probably shouldn't show up there.
Well,
probably,
James, probably. I mean, you're always welcome.
I appreciate that. I don't know if that would be great for my ego. As I'm trying to draw, these little kids are blowing me away with their awesome rock. Yeah. Is that a Picasso over there? It seems like such a fun one. And this is, again, 4-H Rocks at Let's Create. That'll be January 31st, 6 to 7. And similar to how we told you how to register before.
Yep.
Your best bet is probably going to the, at least as far as converting this on the radio, going to Facebook, typing in there 4-H, if you haven't done it already, 4-H Wood County, and you should be able to find the registration there in one of the posts. Otherwise, you can go to wood.extension.wisc.edu. And you will be able to find them there.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, all of our contact information for Laura or I is on our website. So even if you wanted to email us, to call us, feel free. Our main number is 715-421-8440, especially if it's somebody out there listening that wants to build a partnership and wants to collaborate in some sort of project. We're always happy to talk.
If you don't mind, I wouldn't mind touching on just a couple other things that are going on with 4-H.
Yeah, this is going to be a busy month. So I believe Laura mentioned our How to Sew workshops, and those are in partnership with the Macmillan Library. We're going to have a set of three. So January 10th, February 7th, and March 7th from 6 to 7 p.m. And those, if you don't know how to sew, this is it. This is for you. And it's for ages 8 to 11. We are asking that somebody, an adult, comes with them. We don't want them to sew their finger.
Yes.
Same reason. And if you can register now by emailing us, KAPREECE at MacmillanLibrary.org, or calling them at the library there because we do have space limitation there.
Yeah, and Carrie and the gang over there, they'll take good care of you. We love our friends over at Macmillan. Yeah. They're great work
they're
over
there.
That is a great partner. When I was talking before about these win-win partnerships that can exist, there's a perfect example of Macmillan and 4-H. Yes. They work really well together. They got the space. You guys got the energy and the people. Let's go ahead and come by.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Yeah, we love them too. So we're excited to see that in the next couple of months just kind of come into fruition.
And this class coming up January 10th, you're going to want to register quick for that.
Yes, yeah. I would say if you can get that in by tomorrow, just so we know, the better. So yeah, give them a call or email them today or tomorrow if you're really interested in those.
And 4-H Creativity Week. What's this one, Jasmine?
So we will be holding a whole week of just creative workshops starting January 21st all the way through the 26th. It's for kindergarten to 13th, so all ages. You do not have to be a 4-H member to do these. And basically our Saturday, January 21st event from 4 to 5:30 will be our kickoff at the Vesper community center. And so that'll be in person. We'll give you some kits that day that then you will use the rest of the week. And the rest of the week will be virtual Zooms from 6 to 7. And so you'll have different activities that week and your kits that you get to do during the week via Zoom. It's $10 per person, but again, we have scholarships available. And yeah, we are limiting that as well. So if you want to register, check out our website or our Facebook post. So just different things, just different lots of fun things to start the year.
The events like this especially became popular, of course, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see some of this stuff still working. And I know that there's tons of parents out there that want to get their kids out of the house and this kind of stuff, but not everybody can do that or has the schedule to be able to do that.
And not everybody is an in-person learner.
Yes.
We've discovered with everything that happened and just kind of changing how we educate a little bit, that a lot of kids love this virtual learning piece. They enjoy just doing things via at home in their own space in the computer. So I really enjoy that we kind of have a mix of both with events. I think that really helps with those different learners.
And I mean, these from everything from the kit to actually being in the class and all that is such a fun thing for the kids. You remember what it's like when you're a kid. There's no junk mail. All the mail is great.
Yeah.
All mail is great. Like getting something in the mail is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get to do something with that that project and turn it into something. And there's a sense of accomplishment that comes with that too, that can be those little victories for kids that builds their confidence as the older they get. It's stuff that we get so far removed from it that we forget how much it meant to learn to tie your shoes.
Right.
It's a big deal, tying your shoes. But that was huge when you were little.
Yeah.
Those early wins help build your confidence as you become an older adult.
Mm-hmm.
These things like this builds that in kids. It gives them that. It gives them an opportunity to build that and right from their own home with a virtual event.
And for us, it's important to just do a variety of events because, you know, we talk about sparks in them, but we also talk about, like, as an adult, if you're bringing your youth, you also enjoy it, right? Like, there are things that even as an adult nowadays, you learn with your youth or through your youth. And so it's really awesome to just have a variety of programs that adults can also learn with it because we never say no. We never say just drop them off. We always just say, that's fine, stay. Let's do it together.
I get so focused on the kids. You and Laura do a great job of reminding me. Yeah, there are parents here too, you know.
and they love it.
They do. They do. You haven't met many parents of a 4-H alum that were disappointed or didn't want to do it. And they love this stuff. So it's great for them too. And it can sometimes in some of these events be a chance for you and your kids to do something together.
Yes. And as the New Year starts, if one of your resolutions was to volunteer more, we are also always looking for people that are passionate about something, right? Whatever it may be. So if you also want to volunteer, get in touch with us. If there's a project that you absolutely love, or if you love cooking, like, you know, Melissa, kind of this partnership with Melissa Dar about that 4-H foodie with the Chinese New Year, that partnership started because she loved cooking and she did some demos at the fair. And then she was like, I love this. Let's keep doing it, right? So if there's something that you as an adult you want to do with youth, like, also give us a call. We would love to have more leaders in certain project areas.
Sorry, was it Kelly, the lady at Let's Create, or who is it?
Frankie.
Frankie. You mentioned that Frankie was a 4-H and stuff. So especially the 4-H alums out there, this is a great way to give back to 4-H.
Absolutely.
You know, that they gave so much to you.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to wrap up there, if you don't mind, Jasmine, because I did want to remind people that, you covered the volunteering thing, like I always like to touch on. Thank you for doing that, because we do encourage people to, give a hand where you can. If you have time, could greatly be used over at the 4-H. But I also want to remind people, you can enroll into 4-H anytime throughout the year. However, there are, you know, a few participating events and enrollment date specific, but really, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I'd like to, but I don't know when the registration time is, good news, it's registration.
Anytime
is registration time. If I am a parent of a child and I am hearing about this and I would like to get them involved, another cool thing, and you've heard Jasmine touch on this and Laura touch on it before too, these events we're talking about here, majority of them are for just kids, not just 4-H members. So you come by, you check it out, you dip your foot in the water, you like it, become a 4-H member.
Yep, because there's so much more that gets offered at the club level. So, and you get to see either Laura and I, so we can always also give you more information at the event too.
Yeah. Jasmine, before we let you go, let's remind everybody one more time about the 4-H Foodie Chinese New Year. What are the details of that?
Yeah, so 4-H Foodie Chinese Year, Saturday, January 28th, 2 to 3:30, $10 per participant at the First Presbyterian Church there in Marshfield for third grade and up. And that'll be with our special guests, Melissa and William Dart. And you can register by going to our website or our Facebook page.
And the 4-H Rocks at Let's Create.
So 4-H Rocks at Let's Create is here in Rapids at the Let's Create business in located 1367 8th Street here. And it's Tuesday, January 31st from 6 to 7. That's $8 per participant, and that's for 5K and up. So everybody can just come on over, and you can find the information online as well.
And How to Sew is going on January 10th over at McMillan Library. You can find out more about that by going to mcmillanlibrary.org. Encourage you to do that. Encourage you to spread the word about all these events. Let people know about them. Spread the word, and let's make sure that we give them a great attendance. And maybe we can even get more and more of these events going on.
For sure.
And keep Laura and Jasmine even busier.
That's the goal. Keep me busy. I'm okay with that.
appreciate the time as always. Please say hi to everybody over at Extension Force.
I will.
You have a great beginning of the year. We'll talk real soon.
Sounds good.
And we'll have more Money Magazine for you tomorrow right here, everybody, at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.